to. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Sainey and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And the Guru. If we don't get a thing with him weekly, I'm mad at everybody. The boss, Evan,
you.
I ain't got nothing else going on.
We'll see.
Dude.
Dan Orlovsky, John Sally.
Class act. Evan kind of just, I'm mad at him because he always makes, you know, a different view. Evan, can you share with us real quick before we transition? Tell us what you said to me and Steiny.
There are things that I like about specific, let's say, play-by-play broadcasters or radio hosts. I like what they do. I don't like certain things that they do. But I am, in my career, not in a position to kill them on air publicly. If I love, say, or I don't like, say, Kevin Harlan, who we were discussing.
Yeah,
so he's your GOAT. He might not be my GOAT. I don't think that he's as good as he was 10 years ago, 20 years ago as a play-by-play broadcaster, but I'm never going to go on air and say that he is terrible and that he should retire, because that's disrespectful of me where I am in my career to say about someone who calls the pinnacle of professional sports, which is the Super Bowl. So to me, that's where Orlovsky's coming from.
But Shannon wasn't asking him to do that.
I think he was asking him to go out on a limb and say that he stinks.
Right. Now that's interesting, but what about right now he stinks? Because that's what I thought it was about, how he's currently playing, not the whole Rev enchilada.
Well,
like,
no,
with Evan's example, I get that. You're right. You would be wrong to do that. But I thought Shannon was just like Orlovsky. Just admit right now he's playing bad.
Yeah, I thought he wanted stinks.
Well, but he also went down the list of the things that Rodgers did not do or that he effed up during the game, which was a terrible interception on a pick six, overthrew the ball down the field, that's an interception, turned the ball over three times. Like, he went down the list and technically broke down what Rodgers did wrong. All he didn't do was say that he's bad at quarterback.
I mean, this is a legitimate one from the 415. Would Steiny ever criticize Chris Finch?
Hell no.
Probably not.
That's
different, because I got a relationship with him in Orlovsky. I don't know if he's got one with Rodgers or not.
But you would say something where, hey, Finch, what's up with his rotation?
No.
Steiny, I think that cost him the game. He would be like, goo, you know what? I'm right.
No, I would tend to stick up for him.
See, I never looked at you as a homer.
I'm not. He coaches in Minnesota.
Well, I was like, dude, this. And I get what Evan's saying, man.
Well, for example, I truly believe, like when we got into it the other day, I believe the Mavericks are more talented than the Timberwolves. Now, does that have something to do with Finch? Because if I say the Timberwolves are more talented, then maybe.
I get it. And the bottom line is, to me, I want Orlovsky to feel like, hey, dude, read the room. You are in the business, and you get great assessment,
no
and
doubt.
You're not perfect. But, bud, you can't criticize, Evan, not what Aaron Rodgers has done in totality, but you can say, and I get it now because there's the other angle. Shannon was loud and demonstrative trying to get him to say, jump in the water, that he stinks. And Evan did admit, and he itemized everything. Dan did. But when Dan said, I don't feel comfortable criticizing somebody that's greater than me, it'll make you a bad person. But I feel like you're kind of doing yourself a disservice and somebody in your position.
Maybe I'm taking
that's
it wrong,
all.
But I feel like what Orlovsky didn't want to do was, as a journeyman quarterback, to say Rodgers stinks, or he's even, like, right now he stinks.
Right.
I really do think he would rather say, well, Aaron's struggling right now. And I think that's the kind of guy
he is. But what if he was a painter, or he worked at a bank? Would Dan feel any differently saying Orlovsky stinks, or it'd be easier for him to do it because he didn't play the position?
Probably.
Kendrick Perkins wouldn't even be doing what he's doing. And I know he's an acquired taste. I like him. I don't always agree, but he wasn't Shaq, Evan. And he'll criticize Anthony Davis's or the LeBrons.
No, but someone like Tim Legler will never rip Anthony Edwards because he knows how difficult it is to play shooting guard in the NBA. Mm. And I feel like it's the same case with Orlovsky. Now, he did get himself in trouble when he said, I'm not going to do it because he's a Hall of Famer and I was a backup. I hate to break it to you, Orlovsky. You did criticize him. Like, you did talk about his poor play. All you didn't say was that he was terrible.
Right! And you're part of the 1% as a backup. Like, I know you look at it, Dan's like, I was a backup. You're poor. You made the league.
No, but I think that's... It's about Orlovsky not using that kind of terminology.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Tony. Let's see what Tony's got. Tony's in Santa Rosa. Wants to jump in here. Hey, Tony, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Man, I think with Orlovsky, just because I be watching all sports and stuff, I just feel like sometimes, you know, he's a little bit of a quarterback protector. I don't like if you're able to watch a nightcap with Shannon Sharpe and Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson, there's no receiver he could ever be critical about.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. He's a receiver protector. You know, he was a wide receiver. Even when Shannon's like, hey, this guy's not playing good, like, he just has an incapability of saying that a guy's playing bad.
Well, let me jump in here.
Like Guru and Kobe, for example. No, never. To his point, caller, I got to say this. Again, I'm an Orlovsky fan. He can do it with the best of them, and he's done it to Dak. He's done it to Kirk Cousins and other quarterbacks. So I guess that's why I was flabbergasted, like, why is Aaron Rodgers any different? But he told us with his own words. He said because he's a future Hall of Famer. So,
well, you might not be wrong because he might be a little bit more biased to a certain tier of quarterback.
Maybe
that Dak and that Kirk Cousins is a little bit lower tier, and that kind of the Joe Burrows and the Josh Allens and the Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, good stuff, Tony. Yeah.
But I'm trying to make a correlation with
We all protect.
Yeah.
We do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Curry?
Like, he's... Just real quick to that.
You protect Curry.
He's pitching a perfect game.
Who?
Curry. And I admitted that he slowed down the second half to his standards,
but
birthday's May 19th.
But you don't hold players accountable. You don't hold players accountable, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
And I don't know. Spadoni had to feed it to him. How did that come up? We were doing something.
Had what come up?
I don't hold the players accountable.
You don't.
That's AI. Like, when did I say
GU is what it is.
Posey.
Buster.
What about him?
I'm saying I don't hear much criticism about Buster whatsoever. They're
guys like that are pitching a perfect game to where, you know, and hey, Posey used to ground out and roll the ball over to third. We're like, oh boy, you know, age is catching up with him. Maybe the end is near. We would say that about Buster, but we would never say he's a bum.
Is Steph Curry declining?
No, I would just say because he's
see.
No, he's getting older.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We're all declining.
Thank you. Then just say yes. It's not that hard.
I don't like the question.
Well, you're soft. You are Dan Orlovsky.
When he wants to be.
Yeah, I criticize Steph in the finals. Game 6. And if we ever see him again,
so
I'm going to bring this 15
years,
up.
One shot.
Dude, he should have made it. And you said, Guru, that shot was difficult. Anyway.
No, like, but I wouldn't blame you for that, Goo. But to me, it's the same thing. It's the equivalent.
You know what? And I'll say this to you too, Evan. I guess it's micro and macro in regard to, is it okay for Orlovsky to say Aaron Rodgers is stinking right now and still hold him in that regard of a Hall of Famer? I guess that's what I'm having. Like, the Kevin Harlan thing is sticking with me. Let's just say he was slipping a little bit, Evan, and you're up and coming like you are. I don't think you're throwing shade at what everything Kevin Harlan has accomplished by talking about the now or the meantime.
Well, all right. Better example would be Al Michaels. Like, I think Al Michaels at times sounds disinterested in the game that he's calling. But I would never go far as to say that Al Michaels is a terrible broadcaster. The guy has accomplished just about everything under the sun.
One of my favorites. But he's out. He's done. He's checked out. Hotel. He's checked out. Al. But nobody would blow the blowback. Everybody's saying that.
I'm not. That's a guy in my profession. Here's the other problem. As bad as Al Michaels may be, and even if he lost a step, it doesn't mean he stinks.
Oh, no doubt.
So maybe Orlovsky is like,
no doubt.
He just wants to use terms like struggle. or
and not give in to what Sharon.
And I'd say stinks.
Yeah. But Evan hit the weekend. When we do move on, the line of this all is what Evan said. I think what hurt me most about Dan and his words, I can't criticize a Hall of Famer because I was a backup.
That's fair.
That's all. So that's what set me off, Steiny. Like, there would be no articles or no Athletic around the country or all this stuff. Come on now. 99% of the people on TV never did it. Well, that's another story, but come on now. You know basketball as much as Hubie Brown.
No, I don't.
Well, you played D3, but you know what I mean.
I mean, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Warriors play today.
So, I forgot. I wanted to bring this up at the top of the segment.
Well, now you're getting serious.
Yeah, I am getting serious. Because, you know, you don't realize at times, your throwaway lines, they cut me. You don't think twice about some things you say, and it really hurts my feelings.
If you're being honest, I'm starting to really, like, lightweight feel bad, but can you give me one?
Do you know what you said during the break? Do you even remember what you said to your partner, Matt Steinmetz, who does 20 hours of radio with you on the week?
Evan was the star of the break, so I do not remember.
You said to me,
"Oh boy,
see, this is where I would love for Willard to chime in." You did.
Why did you see that? That's a throwaway line.
That's right. And it hurt me. We have 2 more hours of radio to do, but you want Willard in here.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, what did you mean?
He teaches his class, right? He teaches the young and upcoming broadcasters. So my mind went to, I wonder what, and we'll find out later, but never do I want you replaced. And like, I would never, and it hurts me that you think I would insinuate.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
Let's go to Filmo Mike.
Help us, Mike. God,
what's
you
up,
got Phil? A Willard
complex. Nobody even knows who Orlovsky is.
What up, Mike?
What's poppin'?
I can't wait to hear your take on this.
Great conversation.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
What thing you people can hate on Skip Bayless about, but one of the terms that he coined or he helped bring to the forefront was the eye test.
Wow.
And that's all we doing is giving our opinion of what we're viewing through our eyes. Now, will we ever say, you know, Michael Jordan is trash, you know, but you can say, like, man, he, you know, his last couple years didn't look as good.
Right.
Right? And then also, like, coming up as I was younger, I used to kind of be offended when you had, for example, Sean Salisbury.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell is this guy critiquing somebody on TV? But sometimes those players, for whatever reason, it's kind of like with coaching, they can coach better than the greater players. But sometimes they can critique the game and you can hear it from their point of view at a different level that's more relatable to you. My last point is Jim Barnett does it the best, or he did it the best.
Yes.
In which he would critique whoever it is, but he would always come in and say, you know, when I was coming up, I wasn't the best of the players. He always said, when it came to him talking about stories about whoever, he always would say, you know, I wasn't really that type of player, but I did do this well. I did do that well. So it gave him credibility. So y'all keep having an excellent show, and I got to give Skip Bayless that eye test. Man. The eye test is key. That's all we're doing.
That's beautiful.
Giving our opinions for what we're looking at.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man. The eye test. You got to give Skip that, Steiny.
Yeah, but it's not the EYE test for Skip. It's I, as in me, myself, and I.
Wow, that's a 4.
It's the eye test.
I got to read this to you because you got to hit me. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You do your legal. Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'm going to read this, and I'm being honest and open with you and Evan.
Sure.
It's Bedoni. Okay. This cut me. unlike the Willard stuff with you, like, this really cut me.
All right.
Because I'm not this type of person.
All right.
But I don't understand why Guru thinks analyzing something doesn't come with criticism. Sounds like Guru wants bashing, which isn't analyzing. Love Guru in the conversation. Just agree with that take.
Disagree.
Give me more. Disagree. Give me more Orlovsky's in all aspects of life. I don't like bashing.
Yeah.
And the part that hurts me is...
Which part?
I don't come in here to just bash. I'm passionate if we're making muffins, but I'm going to give you my take. You know what I mean? Now, why would you? No, seriously.
When's the last time you made a muffin?
Seriously, Milan was just home not too
Milan
long ago.
Milan made the muffin.
And I was the taste tester.
Go but ahead, listen, finish your thought.
I don't like to just bash. Well, I like the eye test. Mike said it. That's my life. The eye test, Donnie, and I feel like I have a license with my eye test. Now, I want a contest. I don't run from that. But if we're going to start doing the applications of, is your opinion valid? Did you go to do this and that? To be, you know, then what are we doing?
And by the way,
yeah,
right there is your guy, Aaron Rodgers. I resent any of those accusations that he was in on Saleh getting fired.
Yeah.
Saleh made his own bed.
Yeah. He's on a psychedelic stuff that he's doing.
I'm
so out on A-Rod. If you were my neighbor,
got a raw deal.
Now all of a sudden he didn't know. And I just...
What, are you applying for a job at WFAN?
No, I don't like the guy. I don't like his style.
Okay.
Yeah. We can send this tape if you want.
No.
It'd be like me criticizing Mike Francesa. I just wouldn't do it.
I know you're not afraid to criticize anybody.
I am. Are you kidding?
See, and that's why I'm waiting on Willard, dude. Come on, Steiny. I don't believe you believe Dibs. Draymond Green with Bonte. Bonte did nothing wrong. He gave his opinion on his radio.
Shut you talking show. To me. That is the greatest.
But come on. Fire.
No, you know what I mean. Bonte wasn't wrong, and I think Dre knows that.
It's about you have no idea. You're guessing. Admit it.
No, I would think he knows. I might have been a little extra with that. Bonte wasn't the only one. You know what I mean? No, I'm just telling you. The eye test means everything, and I'm a guy that won a contest. I'm not trying to demean myself. I'm telling you, you can be a teacher, a police officer, and have a sports take.
Right.
And if you're lucky to be in a realm where you can share it, does it make it any less valid if Orlovsky's not a Hall of Famer, but he played the game? I want to hear from you.
I wish I had a stronger opinion on this. I can't. I'd love to disagree with you.
Everything.
Wow.
So earlier in the show, I mentioned, I work 20 hours a week with you. And somebody said 16 because you don't come in on Thursdays.
I'm quietly putting that thing to rest.
You're on a two-game streak.
2021
He's on a two-week streak.
Please. It's like, dude, stop.
He's on a Niners 2023 streak. Not 24.
That hurts, E.
Jake's in Oakland wants to jump in here. What's up, Jake? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Doing good. On Orlovsky, I just got one thing. I think he's anticipating the blowback online. All he's thinking is everyone posting, why is Orlovsky criticizing these great quarterbacks? Wow. So he always is anticipating that and just trying to avoid it. I'm sure it's happened a million times. That's all I got.
Huh? Yeah. And you're prone to do that.
No, I tweeted last night.
Oh,
I know you're on
this was controversial.
No, I said the Padres, and I feel this, are now America's team. Their ballpark is a party. Their fans are incredible, and their players are playing with a zest, and now it's being taken out of context to where they're cocky. When the Dodgers used to do the Richard Simmons stuff when they'd get a single, now the Padres are doing it to them, and it's a problem. I am all in and just yearning for the day we could get that type of electricity with the Giants.
First of all, they're not America's team. The Padres. They're not.
Look on Twitter.
And one of the reasons is because half the country didn't even know they played last night. Because the game ended at midnight on the East Coast.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it's a party right now, Stoney, with the Padres.
Okay. You ever been to the stadium?
The Lamp District? Nope. And you're trying to do a low kneel.
What do you mean?
Joe, you said dibs. He was like, oh, it was electric.
It's the gas lamp district, not the lamp district. The lamp district is what drunks put on their head at the end of the night.
Oh, my. Whoa. That man.
I agree, 707. You need to get off Twitter.
Twitter. Evan putting out the show thread. Come join Guru. And then some little, you can't even read the name. It is Steinyu. Get on, you're on Twitter.
I'm going to start tagging your burner account.
It's at Steinman Sports. Oh, did I say that out loud? Dude.
And we work at 55 Kearney. There you go.
Yeah.
Or is it 55?
That's right.
That's a wrong address.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's get to Pete in San Ramon.
88.
Hey.
Oh! Guru here? Nah, he's down the street.
Pete's in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, what's going on, buddy?
It's a beautiful day. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Petey.
You know, the word criticism has a little bit of a negative connotation. And when these kind of discussions come up, I always think back to a radio talk show I used to listen to in Denver with a host who called himself a holistic astrologer. And he always said, we come together for judgment. Judgment of ourselves, judgment of others, judgment by others of ourselves.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be all the negativity of, oh, I'm criticizing you, so I don't like you. Doesn't have to be like that.
Mm, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. Was that Woody Page, Pete?
No, I forget his name.
Okay.
It was back in the 70s.
All right.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. It's like criticizing doesn't mean you dislike some, and that's where I think the lines are, you know what I mean, getting crossed.
I don't think you're wrong on this one.
I mean, you got into, well, I don't want to, well, you told the Chris Mullin story.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest stories ever. Now you got a friendship. But like when you wrote something and it got taken out of context, but you were a real one and, you know, you gained his respect.
But I probably wouldn't say, hey, I've been watching the, watching the Warrior pregame shows. Mullen, he's terrible.
Right.
Of course I would.
Okay, but he's not. He's great. But, Stani, that's not what they were asking Orlowski to do.
Isn't it?
Your boy threw three interceptions and cost him the game.
One was tipped.
Just give us that energy. And to Evan's point again, maybe he didn't want to do what Shannon was doing as he was yelling, say he stinks.
Yeah, I think Orlovsky doesn't like to sound harsh.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because on guys lesser than Rodgers,
can you find some for me?
Oh, no doubt.
Find
I'll do
some
it during Orlovsky the break. Oh, he's
saying
killed Dak.
Somebody stinks.
Oh, yeah, he's killed Dak.
Okay, I want to hear it. Seriously.
He's killed Cousins.
Well, now
he's killed Lamar at times. And he's also praised him. I just like the guy.
Did he use the word stinks?
No, he didn't use that.
Yeah. Murillo in Petaluma.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Dynamite. You know, it's funny. When you said the word Kirk Cousins, Stein is like, oh, now we're talking. What did he say? Look, I don't have much to say on Orlovsky because I don't watch that type of show. I stick with you guys.
Thank you.
What I have an opinion on this is, and it's a rare day for me because I agree with you completely. And you can put the word criticize there. As long as you do your homework, as long as you're a bit of a junkie, you study the sport you're trying to speak on, you have the right to speak on, whatever. Look, I come from the background of soccer. I mentioned to you guys before, I was born in Brazil.
Yeah.
I'm a dual citizen. Now I understand more how football is such a powerhouse here. And I've lived here for almost 20 years, so now I understand more, and I respect the fact that everyone has the right to have an opinion. And even if it's a criticism, we live in such a polarized world where things are too one thing or the other thing.
Mm.
You know, let's take life a little lightly. And if he doesn't want bad words to bash Rodgers, it's okay. They probably have a relationship. Much like Steiny and Finch and others, it's all right. As long as you're not being unfair and you're not being wrong, of course. And get off Twitter, Guru. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Marilla.
Oh, Marilla, you're the man. And Carlito's the one that says gentleman. So I got this, but don't even let me know. But look, I got a real quick, I got a text from Filmo Mike. This was...
He just called.
Well, he texted me too. You forgot to mention, the way Stani critiqued Curry... Curry respects Stani even more for that. Because I believe when you critiqued him, you weren't doing the Skip Bayless. I don't believe what I'm saying. And the man respects you to the point to where you guys are where you're at and you got a 60th birthday gift. Just that's what I'm talking about. You can do it if it's authentic and real. And the player know you ain't doing it for fluff.
Curry stinks.
Yeah, now he stinks. Does.
I owe Curry nothing. Yeah.
Right. He's the best thing to happen to my career.
Hey, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union, 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation, get back to some Niners, too, on the other side.
Yeah, it's all absolutely got a raw deal.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game. If you look closely,
50 don't back. Who's this? 50. G-Unit. Last time your mom played bingo? It's too slow for me.
No, she doesn't play bingo.
Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
Mary! When you talked to her last, was that it? You can be honest.
I've been texting with her.
All right, well, that's it. That's the new call.
Let's go to Mike. Mike in Michigan.
We'll see.
Mike wants to talk about Dan Orlovsky. And then I got one thing to add. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Yeah.
I am currently on the road. I'm currently on the road headed to Seattle for the game.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm leaving Hayward now.
Okay.
Headed to Pinole to pick up my god brother. Shout out Dwayne, and then we're gonna head up to Seattle and catch the game.
Will this be your first time watching a game at that stadium?
This will be my fourth. I've been to Seattle in 2019 when Jimmy G won there and Drake Greenlaw won on the 1 yard line, and then I've been there the last two seasons when the Niners have clinched. This will be my fourth trip up there. Looking to be 4-0.
Is it loud?
It's Stani. It's overrated loud.
Oh,
I tell you, it sounds like they pumped noise in, because even when it's TV timeouts or commercials or anything like that, there's always a hum in the background. Like the noise never stops, but there's no action going on.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's an overrated. First time I went, a little backstory, I went with my wife, and our son was maybe 6 months old, and she was worried about the noise, and he slept through the whole thing. She was like, "It's really not even that loud. It's more like a white noise hum than anything else." We were like, "This is it," and so yeah, it's like an overrated loud. I feel like Levi's a couple times has been louder than that. In all honesty, not being a homer, as Willard would say, but yeah, but it's definitely a fun atmosphere. I definitely recommend it if you gentlemen haven't.
Hey, what
been
jersey
there yet.
Are you wearing? What jersey are you wearing?
I'm actually rocking this throwback 49er shirt that I got that my dad used to have when I was younger.
Wow.
And he would never let me wear it because he'd always thought I would ruin it, you know, because I was a kid and, hey, you won't take care of it. Right. So I found one recently that looked just like it. And so I had to buy it, and so I'm wearing that today.
There you go, baby.
What do you got on Orlovsky, Mike?
On Orlovsky, man, I feel like it's kind of like some people have been saying, he's afraid to punch up. He doesn't want to punch up to a guy that's had a better career than him. But he also has to recognize, as Guru said, as a former professional quarterback, regardless of the level he played at, he's got to admit, the Aaron Rodgers project in New York has not gone well. He lasted four plays last season, which was out of his control because he did get injured. But this last season, these last four games, he has nearly the same exact stats as Zach, what's his name, had. And they ran him out of town
Wilson,
on the first thing running. Wilson. So that's all I got, guys. I feel like he's afraid to punch up. And let's go 49ers up there in the Pacific Northwest.
Thanks, Mike. Give us a call on Friday.
Yeah, have a safe trip. That's dope. Seattle.
That's a big time road trip.
Yeah, no doubt about
Seattle.
It.
Well, not Seattle, better about show 12 up. Hours.
Seattle.
15?
Seattle.
I've never been there.
To the city or to the stadium?
Everything.
It's about 13.
13 hours.
Yep. He's in the haystack right
so
now.
That means, boy, they're going to get in late.
Well, they'll probably stop, too.
Exactly. They won't get in until 2, 3 in the morning. Let's go to Frankie Eyelashes.
Oh,
What's up, Frankie?
Then in 2 weeks, guess who we play coming off the bye?
The Chiefs.
Frankie's done.
But when did you get out of bed and say, I'm going to do it at 12? What time is this starting? Like,
I've had him on hold.
That's what fascinates me.
I think he's mad because he was on hold for about 45 minutes.
12:22.
Well, I hope you enjoyed his 15 seconds
of
fame.
Wow, I just
Frankie. Hey, Warriors tonight.
Yeah, at SAC.
How you feeling about him?
I don't know. I heard, again, like he said, not Willard, Bonte and Shasky this morning. You had a little Warrior talk.
Yeah?
I'm looking, I want to see Wiggins at the two. I want that starting five. No shaded pods. Little Daryl and I were talking about pods, and he's proud of him. I'm proud of him. But, Stani, I think Wiggins, him and Kuminga's got to start playing the three. That's what they got to set out with, I believe. That's your best five. Curry at the one, Wiggins at two, JK at the three, Draymond at four, you spell him, five, TJD. That's your best five, man. I would like to see that at the start of the season.
I don't know if that's their best five-man unit, though, is it? Or is it their five best players? Yeah, Trayce Jackson-Davis isn't...
No, Draymond's got the lob thing going. Well, Chris Paul had it, but Draymond's got it with him.
I've been listening to some of the Warriors sound.
Oh, give it to me. Give it to me.
They've got to figure something out.
The league, the season starts in a couple weeks.
Well, they got to figure out what they're doing with Kuminga.
In regard financially?
No, just.
Because he ain't getting that chicken. I ain't hating on him.
Anthony Slater was talking to Steve Kerr the other day, and he was asking him about Draymond at five. And Kerr said, look, I don't want to start him at five and play him a lot of minutes there. So Draymond's not going to play a lot of five. So that means he's got to play four. And Wiggins is a three. It's just the way it is.
We'll see.
So Kuminga.
So you're saying somebody's out, or that's going. Their bottom line is going to be tampered with.
I don't like that lineup.
The one I said.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't like Wiggins and Kuminga together.
Okay. Wow.
I just don't.
Wow.
That's me.
Wow.
But Wiggins. Here's the other thing. They're going to be different. Man, they're going to be different.
Slater told Shasky and Bonte that he felt like they, and I don't know if I like this, asked him what their thoughts on the Warriors. He said just beefed up from last year, and I don't know where that gets you. I kind of, and he was saying
it. Hopefully 50 wins, right?
Yeah, he did. He kind of said it without a number on it, but it was kind of like status. I took it as status quo. Like they really had, they got some new faces, but a beefed up last year.
Nice.
In a season that you didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you're beefing up something that.
Yeah, you got to beef it up.
Needs an injection.
Yeah, they're beefing it up.
But where does that get you when you beef up something that
wasn't. If you're 46 wins and you beef up, it sounds to me like 50.
Right. But now if everybody else beefs up, where does that 50 get you, partner? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Probably six.
All right. Get you out of the play-in.
Exactly.
I'm sick of that.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Dude. I'm excited to watch tonight.
Here's the one thing. I got two emails in the last week talking about the Warriors, and both guys,
Harry. Okay.
And the other, you got the same email. 35 wins.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
I'll take the over. What's the Warriors Vegas total this year?
I'm guessing. I don't know, but if you say 46 last year, Stani, I'm saying 48.
So the hell with Harry.
Well, Harry, I love you, but will I ever meet him? What name is not even Harry?
No, it's not.
That's so dumb.
I told you I'd never met him.
What?
Yeah, I've never met him.
So why is his name fake name?
I don't want to use his real name.
That's weird. All my friends you know about, I give you the like real Relaford? Name. Yeah.
And 49er Frankie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
June, Mail, Red, Silk Basie, Squirt.
Hung Lu?
My boy Hung Lu? Dude, he's in New York balling. Hangs out with Vivek. How about that?
Vivek lives in Sacramento.
But he travels. And when
not
they
a lot.
Dude, he sends me videos. They're like they're Ooh. Pals. Vivek okay. and my guy Hung Lu is now Han Lu. He didn't win Hollywood. Han.
650, I'm excited about the Warriors. They're different. Maybe not championship talented, but they're fresh. I
Are
agree.
They, though?
Yeah.
With no Clay? They're, what, no. they're from a... I mean, this is weird. We can all admit. Like, this is going to be the first year Clay's not there. They're new.
I'm excited.
And I'm not being a smartass about...
Playoffs?
This is what excites me about basketball.
Mm. The unknown.
No. This whole thing about, well, Clay. How do you replace Clay? 20 points a game, Clay. Okay. We got some guys in here who can play the two. And maybe they can make the Warriors a better team than Clay could. That's all.
Wow, man. Because
I think that scoring isn't the only aspect of the game.
And you know,
and I'd like you to
what kind of
come
year
along
Curry's
with me for the ride on that one.
What kind of year Curry's going to have?
I would assume he's going to have a year like last year, but not as good. Right?
No, I think he's going to have to do more. ESPN NBA Today is on, and the bottom read, can the Warriors get Curry the necessary help? Like, that was a theme. Like they
the season's starting. So,
yeah, no, basically saying, have they accomplished that? And I got to tell you, Joe Lacob Jr., Kirk Lacob told us when we went out to the team store. You don't even remember that, huh?
No, I didn't.
And he said, Wiggins is in town, and I want to see what that manifests to. Like,
he's sick.
Well.
He's not feeling well.
But he wasn't feeling well last week in Hawaii.
I know, it's the flu bug.
No.
He practiced.
Yeah, he's.
I like his haircut.
Supposed to play today.
No.
Play tonight.
Hey, Kuminga.
What about him?
Just, I mean, I don't know if he knows what time it is for him in a sense. And that's not a bad... Like, I want to tell JK, you got to get on it, man.
Money time!
You got to, like, it is money time, but, like, JK is getting real out here in the streets. You got to show them you could play the three. You got to do whatever it takes, man. I need more rebounding.
Well, good luck there.
Talk to Pods. It's a want, I know. It's a desire.
By the way, Sharks opener tomorrow.
Dude, we'll Sharks be at the opener. Veranda.
Yeah, we will.
Saturday. Rick Tittle told me to meet him out there tomorrow, but we'll be at the Veranda.
Meet him where?
At the Tank. We'll be there.
Okay.
Open tonight.
All right.
What? We have not forgot about Buddy Hield. I'm excited. That could be Clay's 20 right there.
You just said you're not excited.
No, about his, like what he's bringing. He can shoot with the best of them.
Kuminga's still
the man.
Like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Man, Stoney.
That's what it kind of feels man. Like with him. But
yeah. Let's hope we're wrong.
All right. Let's get back to the Niners, dude, right. Because. So they got game. A monster game.
Tomorrow, not Sunday,
exactly.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow they go to Seattle, and Kyle Shanahan. I'm gonna play this again. No, I'm not. I'm going to go. Where am I going to go here? Yeah, I am going to go back to the red zone.
Okay.
I want to talk about this because I want to get into what Ben Solak said, all too. Right. So take a listen.
Everything. Wish I could give you guys a theme for the red zone, but you know, you get three tries when you're inside the 10, and depending on what you do when we run the ball there, I think we need to be much more effective running it. You know, when you run the ball twice, you'd like to get in and not just put one pressure third down on the pass game. And when you do throw it more, you got to make sure you come through with those, especially not having a negative play with those. So running the ball better takes a lot of pressure off, also gives some better passing looks. We've tried both and haven't been good enough with both though, so it's all aspects of offense.
And sometimes it's four downs. You know, he talked about three downs, but we've seen them use four downs, Donnie, and still not get in there. It happens.
I'm starting to think that it is McCaffrey. down there. Like, that's what most of it is, the red zone issues. If you believe this team has red zone issues, I got to believe that accounts for most of it. I do. I mean,
he's that good. I have no problem with it.
It's clear that he's as good as Mason's been. There's a security blanket aspect of McCaffrey that they miss.
Yeah.
They just do.
But when I know you don't do this, but when some say a certain head coach is a Jedi or a genius or stellar at calling plays, I got to be honest, Donnie, you think you could overcome not having Christian McCaffrey with what you have left. And what you have left is Deebo Samuel, who you paid. Brandon Ayuk, whose ink hasn't even dried on his contract. George Kittle. And Juwan Jennings, like, I guess what I'm saying, partner, I agree with that, but still, that's not a good enough excuse. And Kyle's gone to a Super Bowl without the likes of a Christian McCaffrey.
But that was a long time ago.
But it's still, but maybe it happened,
though. Different. Maybe the league's different now.
And maybe it, okay. And I was just about to say, well, if it's different, I was going to say, well, it's like they're struggling with McCaffrey, and obviously they're not. But bottom line is, we don't know when he's coming back. You got to get this thing fixed starting tomorrow. And you got a brand new kicker, Steiny. What's the over under on field goals made for him if it was 1.5? Hopefully, you don't need him. But, you know.
He's been in the league. He's just a kicker.
But
please.
Starting a new job.
It's a kicker.
With a team that's lost 3 of 4. You do not want this game coming down.
I hope it does.
See,
I hope it comes down to the kicker.
I think you're the only one.
I hope he makes it.
Oh, of course, but man, you do not want this game close. That's especially with your new kicker. And come on, Stoddy, you know the game of the mental life. Man,
Evan, how do you view the kicker?
You don't
in Thursday's game.
You don't want him at the free throw line with the game on the line.
Why not? He's a pro kicker. He's been on other teams.
And he's not been employed.
Would you rather not have one? That's why he couldn't score a point last week.
Yeah, you'd rather not have one?
Come on. Of course you'd want to have one. I'm just saying I want to win by 20.
At least, like,
I want to win by 10. I don't even want him to be a factor.
The one part that I didn't understand last week was they call Wisnowski the backup kicker.
Now that
he had a 45-yarder.
But obviously, Stoddy, that was like an 80-yarder.
Well, then that's not a backup kicker.
Well, and you're right.
If you can't kick from 45, then you don't have a backup kicker.
Would you have rather have seen him attempt that than the 4th and 23?
Yes.
I couldn't.
I would have rather seen him punt it than what they ended up
doing.
That
was horrible.
Because the ball came right back to the line of scrimmage because Kittle.
He should have
dropped it.
He got hit, but you should got to catch
that. He dropped it.
He did. But man, I said he really. That's like you and I kicking. Or Dan the man that kicked the cow that Willard and Dibbs had on the other day.
But they had him on?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were P1.
No.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Willard and Dibbs if I have to.
I come in every morning and you say I was listening. Yeah, thank you.
No, to Bonte and Shasky. I listen to them 10 minutes.
When we do the crossover, you just bow down and say, I was listening to Young Girl and the Bridge to Willard and Dibbs, so you're lying.
Well, I listen to them 10 minutes too when I get into my car in West Oakland and then drive home.
10 minutes.
10 minutes is what I give them. John Sally.
Now that shouldn't irritate you.
Okay.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
The coming. Just relax. R E L A X.
Remember when Guru was crying the other day about he's not Fran Tarkington? Brock Purdy can't play like Fran Tarkington.
Hey, cool.
Well, let's ask Brock Purdy about the how do you balance staying in the pocket and being like Fran Tarkington.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the situation that we're in within the game and being smart with the ball, putting my team and my offense in the best situation possible. If I can make something happen with my legs and move the chains or get a positive gain, great, let's go. But at the same time, knowing that, you know, that's not going to be the case every time I'm scrambling around like it's backyard football. Like, I got to be smart, make a couple guys miss maybe, throw the ball away, being willing to play with third manageable rather than, you know, trying to make up for it after a 10-yard loss with a crazy scramble. So definitely depends on the situation, but also knowing that I have confidence and belief in my legs as well to make some plays in the right scenario. So fine balance.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this about Brock and his legs, because we've talked about it. I dubbed it and you kind of co-signed it. We call that what he does when he runs, the skedaddle, because he's been getting away with it. And Steiny, I've seen him. Oh, my gosh. If I had a dollar for every time he got a first down on where he's getting pressured. So the legs aren't an issue. It's when you do the backyard thing and then one dude bumps you and now it's second and 16. Like, I haven't had a lot of those. Yeah, but that's why last Sunday was the first time I felt like, oh, Arizona caught him a little bit playing around back there, running for his life with the skedaddle. Yeah. You got to be careful because, again, Stoudy, one bad play can set you back.
Oh, he's going to love this one. More Brock Purdy. Oh, this is a doozy. I can tell, and I've never heard it.
I'd say so. Scheme is pretty similar, and
everything,
how they call the plays and stuff looks similar. Obviously, the personnel and everything is different, and so we just got to know which guys to look out for in certain situations.
Everything.
But yeah, the scheme is very similar.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's what he was talking about. The Seahawks defensive scheme is similar to Minnesota.
And Baltimore.
And this is the team that Brock said, you know, they're crazy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crazy.
These have a crazy scheme, man.
So
this will be a big test. McDonald is familiar with Purdy and what they're doing. Kyle, Christmas, he was with the Ravens, Donnie. They came in and dominated.
So,
like, wow, that adds intrigue to me already. Just, you know, the familiarity that he has about this Niner offense.
He just got diced up by Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
One of the things yesterday you were, I can't remember actually. No, hold on.
In work or outside of work?
It's 49er related.
Oh. The defense?
No.
We'll see.
Oh, Matt.
It happens, man.
Getting worse.
Yeah. Mine's actually getting better.
There was something you were whining about yesterday. Oh, 49er related.
What are they talking about?
I can't remember what it was.
No, McDonald's, you know.
Was it McDonald's?
Yeah, and I said he was a Ravens D coordinator, and he came in here and they kicked his ass.
How about we talk about, you've been talking about, and a lot of people have been talking about this, how long Purdy's been holding the ball. He's been holding it longer than any quarterback in the league so far.
That's interesting.
This year. So he was asked about why Brock Purdy.
I feel like there's just been some plays where I'm scrambling and stuff just because, like, what the defense is doing in terms of dropping eight and giving us some different looks in that regard. So, for me, it's more been about keeping a play alive, and it's been good. And there's also been some plays, obviously, where, you know, we've had, you know, minus 10 or whatever from trying to scramble around and stuff. So, I think those kinds of plays that pop up, so that maybe how that's affected the stats with that. But for me, I still go about my progressions and everything just like I have the last couple of years with our offense and our system. You know, I'm not going into a game going, all right, I'm going to hold on to the ball longer here and try to make something happen. It's how can I be efficient, help out the O-line, get the ball out of my hands, and do my job. But the teams that we've played, the schemes that we've played, I guess they've done some of that where they're dropping more back into zone and making me go through my progression, and turns out I'm holding on to the ball.
Everything.
I'll tell you what to that.
What do you say to that?
That's scary to me moving forward, because you said to our DC in Minnesota, the brother, what's my guy's name?
Flores.
You told him that scheme was crazy, and we're seeing more teams drop back, drop eight. Like, they're acting like they're coming and they're not. But if that's working to the point to where you're holding on to the rock, well, then that's working. And why would any team playing the Niners go away from that? And Arizona kind of did it too, Stoney, and they had luck. And you know what happens? They're in those passing lanes when you do think you're going to try to fit it in there. And maybe that's why we're seeing more batted balls, you know, up for interceptions. But that's a thing. That is a thing where they're dropping eight, and Purdy's holding on to it, not because he wants to be Fran Tarkenton, but, Stoney, it sounds like that's working. And given the Niners problems.
Yeah, and don't forget, Fran Tarkenton went to 3 Super Bowls.
Joe Capp
went to 1. Yeah. Bud Grant lost 4.
Mm-hmm. You got to love them.
Well, you were asking earlier, when do you decide to wake up in the morning and throw an expletive onto the radio?
Oh, yeah, the guy that called.
Yeah. You know, when does Dibley
decide when to fire off? No, he loves our show, and I love him for listening, and he just wants us to be correct.
How'd you think the crossover went yesterday, by the way?
You're going to, seriously, so much went on for me yesterday outside of work and after work. I can't recall it.
What's going on outside of work?
Oh, I had got my eyes checked.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who does?
They won't say go get the glasses. I went to Kaiser. They fan of the show to the doctor. I swear. I didn't say who they said. I think they Daryl Johnson might have been one. But I'm just telling you, I'm gonna get the fancy Gucci readers with the Gucci frames. But I'm kidding all, but
where are you going with that thought?
Well, you asked what I did after work.
We'll see.
You know what? I remembered what Guru was whining about yesterday.
Other side.
And no, this is going to be a tease because he was whining He was whining about something yesterday, and I'm going to ask him something, and he's going to be flummoxed. Absolutely flummoxed. Well, he probably won't be, but I do have to bring up something that's egregious, and I'll tell you about it on the other side.